Telc. English B1. Mock Examination 1. Listening Comprehension. Part 1. You're going to hear five people. You'll hear each person only once. After you've listened to each person, decide if the statement for each of the items is true or not true. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now you will have half a minute to read the five statements.
Hello and good morning. Once again, we'd like to welcome all our listeners to today's Modern Times. Today we're talking to people about the working lives of people at management level. Five people with quite different experiences and views are going to tell us what they think about the working situation of people at management level.
The trouble with the whole debate is that it has more to do with macho than fact. Working hard seems to be the mentality of the majority of managers. Even though they've got laptops, mobile phones and other such devices, the idea of working from home or working less seems to have passed them by.
I personally work long hours, but not as long as I used to. I don't do more than about 12 hours a day, and weekends I rarely work more than about 8 hours. And then I sometimes take a weekend off, and have at least 3 vacations a year.
I'm bored, I'm tired, and I'm going nowhere. There are no more promotions. The work doesn't get any easier. Yet what's pushed hard in the firm? More commitment, more drive, more time for work. Get the client, keep the client, maximize the chargeable hours. To think I have another 11 years of this minimum. That is, if I do not lose my job in the meantime. Sometimes it can all just seem so pointless.
Restructuring has added to job insecurity, reduced the number of employees, and heaped higher workloads on those who remain. Take, for example, the problem of burnout. A critical point about burnout, which is often missed, is that it is a company problem, not simply an individual one. Too often, managers sidestep the issue as being either outside their mandate or impossible to address. It should be at the top of the company agenda.
I no longer undertake stress training programs because I have come to recognize that training for individuals, without going into the causes of organizational stress, is at best well-meaning, but at worst cruel. Organizational stress is not an individual's fault. Nothing will change, however, until corporate cultures stop implicitly encouraging managers to become workaholics. Until then, overwork will remain a fact of corporate life and death.
End of part one. Listening comprehension part two. You're going to hear a radio program. You will hear the program twice. After you've listened to the program, decide if the statement for each of the items is true or not true. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. Now you will have 2 minutes to read the statements.
Are computers bad for your health? For those of us who don't have to use them all day long, the answer is probably no. It's only really spending many hours a day at a computer which can damage your health, as some people know only too well. In today's programme, I'm going to talk to some of these people. The first person is Jeff Carlson. Jeff had no idea his career was crippling him. It wasn't until about 8 months ago, after a period of 60-hour work weeks, that the pain in his arms began. The computer programmer treated it with ice and painkillers from his local chemist's shop. But the pain spread, intensified. Soon, he says it hurt too much to brush his teeth, to mow the lawn, to tie his shoes. When Carlson, 39, wants to read his children a story, they have to turn the pages because he can't hold the book.
I couldn't even run because I couldn't hold my arms up. I may have to change jobs. Right now, I just hope I can get my life back. When people at work saw me wearing ice packs, I was surprised at how many others had problems like this. They would tell me their stories. I was amazed.
Such injuries are now having an effect on technology workers as young as 20 and 30 years old, many of whom have been using computers since they were children. Some problems are severe enough to end careers before they've barely begun. Blame the problem on the long work weeks, typical among those in high tech. An interest in technology so strong that workers often spend their free time online, and a lack of attention by many new companies to such problems. Many technology workers reporting repetitive motion injuries have often worked long hours, sometimes 60 or 70-hour weeks, in a competitive environment where the goal is to get products to market fast. They often took few breaks and worked on computers even while at home. And they say they often had no idea that the initial symptoms, such as numbness in the fingers or sore wrists, could become so serious. Software engineer Ron Goodman says it was 2 years ago when he first began experiencing pain while typing. He thought it would go away, but the symptoms worsened. Now, the 34-year-old only types 3 hours a day and is thinking about leaving the industry altogether. If he is at a keyboard too long, he says his arms can shake so badly it's hard later to pick up a cup and drink from it.
My doctors say the best thing I can do is to get out of this field. My company's supported me and do offer retraining, but I have my eye on leaving the industry. I have to accept that I had a few years in high tech, but I'm worried. If I have to go out in the job market right now, I'd have a hard time getting a job if I said I can only work 3 hours a day.
Part of the problem is that these people are computer gurus, and after work they go home and spend 3 more hours on the computer. They develop pain, but by the time they report it, it's gone too far. Some high-tech employers are developing a new kind of training program they hope will prevent such injuries or keep them from getting worse. At Hewlett-Packard, every employee who works on a computer more than 2 hours a day is required to take a computer-based training session every 3 years. The training provides basic office knowledge on reducing personal risks. At Intel, for example, when employees change offices, Intel will tear down and rebuild their workstations to meet the individual needs of their workers. They've created a database which includes information on workers' heights, preferred chairs, mouse arrangements, ideal desk heights, and whether employees are left or right-handed. According to Ernest Ray, a company engineer, companies used to move their workers into their new office and wait for them to complain. But things have changed. Part of the challenge is convincing employees to take preventive steps. While Intel will provide employees with software that tells them when to take breaks, very few workers have used the program. In some cases, having an injury is almost something workers are proud of. In the high-tech industry, when you tell someone you have an injury, they know you're a hard worker. So there are two sides to modern computer technology. A closer look at all the health risks shows there's a negative factor to the whole business.
Now listen to the radio program again.
Are computers bad for your health? For those of us who don't have to use them all day long, the answer is probably no. It's only really spending many hours a day at a computer which can damage your health, as some people know only too well. In today's program, I'm going to talk to some of these people. The first person is Jeff Carlson. Jeff had no idea his career was crippling him. It wasn't until about 8 months ago, after a period of 60-hour work weeks, that the pain in his arms began. The computer programmer treated it with ice and painkillers from his local chemist's shop. But the pain spread, intensified. Soon, he says it hurt too much to brush his teeth, to mow the lawn, to tie his shoes. When Carlson, 39, wants to read his children a story, they have to turn the pages because he can't hold the book.
I couldn't even run because I couldn't hold my arms up. I may have to change jobs. Right now, I just hope I can get my life back. When people at work saw me wearing ice packs, I was surprised at how many others had problems like this. They would tell me their stories. I was amazed.
Such injuries are now having an effect on technology workers as young as 20 and 30 years old, many of whom have been using computers since they were children. Some problems are severe enough to end careers before they've barely begun. Blame the problem on the long work weeks, typical among those in high tech, an interest in technology so strong that workers often spend their free time online, and a lack of attention by many new companies to such problems. Many technology workers reporting repetitive motion injuries have often worked long hours, sometimes 60 or 70-hour weeks, in a competitive environment where the goal is to get products to market fast. They often took few breaks and worked on computers even while at home. And they say they often had no idea that the initial symptoms, such as numbness in the fingers or sore wrists, could become so serious. Software engineer Ron Goodman says it was 2 years ago when he first began experiencing pain while typing. He thought it would go away, but the symptoms worsened. Now, the 34-year-old only types 3 hours a day and is thinking about leaving the industry altogether. If he is at a keyboard too long, he says his arms can shake so badly it's hard later to pick up a cup and drink from it.
My doctors say the best thing I can do is to get out of this field. My companies supported me and do offer retraining, but I have my eye on leaving the industry. I have to accept that I had a few years in high tech, but I'm worried. If I have to go out in the job market right now, I'd have a hard time getting a job if I said I can only work 3 hours a day.
Part of the problem is that these people are computer gurus, and after work they go home and spend 3 more hours on the computer. They develop pain, but by the time they report it, it's gone too far. Some high-tech employers are developing a new kind of training program they hope will prevent such injuries, or keep them from getting worse. At Hewlett-Packard, every employee who works on a computer more than 2 hours a day is required to take a computer-based training session every 3 years. The training provides basic office knowledge on reducing personal risks. At Intel, for example, when employees change offices, Intel will tear down and rebuild their workstations to meet the individual needs of their workers. They've created a database which includes information on workers' heights, preferred chairs, mouse arrangements, ideal desk heights, and whether employees are left or right-handed. According to Ernest Ray, a company engineer, companies used to move their workers into their new office and wait for them to complain. But things have changed. Part of the challenge is convincing employees to take preventive steps. While Intel will provide employees with software that tells them when to take breaks, very few workers have used the program. In some cases, having an injury is almost something workers are proud of. In the high-tech industry, when you tell someone you have an injury, they know you're a hard worker. So there are two sides to modern computer technology. A closer look at all the health risks shows there's a negative factor to the whole business.
Now you have 1 minute to check your answers again.
End of part two. Listening comprehension part three. You're going to hear five short texts. You will hear each text twice. After you've listened to each text, decide if the statement for each of the items is true or not true. Mark your answer on the answer sheet. You phone the accounts department of a supplier about an invoice.
Hello, this is Jim Rogers from the accounts department. I'm sorry I won't be available for the rest of the week due to restructuring of the department. If you have an urgent inquiry regarding one of our invoices, please phone Jill Summer on extension 4739. I shall be back at my desk as of Monday next and will be able to deal with any general inquiries you may have.
Listen to the text a second time. You phone the accounts department of a supplier about an invoice.
Hello, this is Jim Rogers from the accounts department. I'm sorry I won't be available for the rest of the week due to restructuring of the department. If you have an urgent inquiry regarding one of our invoices, please phone Jill Summer on extension 4739. I shall be back at my desk as of Monday next and will be able to deal with any general inquiries you may have.
You're at the check-in desk at the airport.
I'm sorry, there's been an error in the reservation system. Economy class is fully booked. We're upgrading you to business class. I assume that's okay.
Listen to the text a second time. You're at the check-in desk at the airport.
I'm sorry, there's been an error in the reservation system. Economy class is fully booked. We're upgrading you to business class. I assume that's okay.
You're driving to Dover to take the car ferry to Calais.
Due to severe weather, ferry operations have been stopped between the Channel ports of Dover and Calais. Car drivers booked on these car ferries should proceed straight to the train terminal in Folkestone, where alternative booking and ticket arrangements have been made to enable a speedy crossing through the Channel Tunnel.
Listen to the text a second time. You're driving to Dover to take the car ferry to Calais.
Due to severe weather, ferry operations have been stopped between the Channel ports of Dover and Calais. Car drivers booked on these car ferries should proceed straight to the train terminal in Folkestone, where alternative booking and ticket arrangements have been made to enable a speedy crossing through the Channel Tunnel.
You're organising a sales conference for your company and get a message on your answering machine.
This is the Victoria Hotel speaking. My name is Susan Brown. Thank you for your inquiry regarding rooms for your sales conference next month. Our large conference room will be available on the dates you mentioned. However, at the moment, we do not have the required number of bedrooms for your group. We may have to accommodate three or four people in the Plaza Hotel, just 2 minutes' walk from here. Please contact us as soon as possible so that we can finalise details.
Listen to the text a second time. You're organizing a sales conference for your company and get a message on your answering machine.
This is the Victoria Hotel speaking. My name is Susan Brown. Thank you for your inquiry regarding rooms for your sales conference next month. Our large conference room will be available on the dates you mentioned. However, at the moment, we do not have the required number of bedrooms for your group. We may have to accommodate 3 or 4 people in the Plaza Hotel, just 2 minutes' walk from here. Please contact us as soon as possible so that we can finalize details.
You are on a business trip to Britain and return to your hotel.
Good evening. There's a message for you. A Mr. Thompson from ABC Engineering has called. He would like to bring forward tomorrow morning's meeting, if it's okay with you. If not, would you please phone him this evening? Here's his phone number.
Listen to the text a second time. You are on a business trip to Britain and return to your hotel.
Good evening. There's a message for you. A Mr. Thompson from ABC Engineering has called. He would like to bring forward tomorrow morning's meeting, if it's okay with you. If not, would you please phone him this evening? Here's his phone number.
That's the end of listening comprehension. Thank you for listening.